After 2 years in court, prosecutors at the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague have ended their case against former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic. The prosecutors are trying to secure convictions on 66 counts of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide.
Yes, let the registrar call the case.
Good morning, Your Honors. Case number IT-9937I. The prosecutor versus Slobodan Milosevic.
The appearances.
Good morning, Your Honors. Cara del Ponte, Chief Prosecutor.
When this case began 2 years ago, no one was quite sure how it would go. Slobodan Milosevic is the first head of state ever to be tried by an international court. His is also the only case here to go to trial, with the accused insisting on representing himself. He made that clear on his first day in court.
I consider this tribunal a false tribunal and indictments false indictments. It is illegal, being not appointed by UN General Assembly, so I have no need to appoint counsel to illegal organ.
Mr. Milosevic's alleged crimes include murder, deportation, persecution, and genocide committed in Bosnia, Croatia, and Kosovo throughout the 1990s, including this massacre. Those gunshots were fired during the Bosnian Serbs' attack on the town of Srebrenica in July of 1995. Some 7,500 Muslim men and boys were slaughtered there. One trial chamber here has already ruled it a genocide. But although Mr. Milosevic was the president of Yugoslavia and the figurehead leader of ethnic Serbs who carried out such atrocities, the case has not been easy for prosecutors. For starters, their case is massive. They are trying to convict Mr. Milosevic of 66 counts spanning over a decade of alleged crimes, ranging from the shelling of Sarajevo and alleged genocide in Bosnia to massive ethnic cleansing in Kosovo. Over the course of some 300 days in court, they have called almost 300 witnesses and presented more than a million pages of documents. Add to that a defendant who used twice as much court time as prosecutors for his cross-examinations and whose own health problems severely held up the proceedings, and court observers say it becomes clear what the prosecution had to contend with. Prosecution spokeswoman Florence Hartman says it has been difficult, but she says prosecutors are satisfied that they have proven Mr. Milosevic's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, as required.
We were quite afraid at the beginning, but we managed to do it, but we could have been more efficient if we would have had access to the documents and were not facing the obstruction from Belgrade.
Ms. Hartman is referring to decisions by the Serbian government to deny prosecutors access to documents and witnesses they say are important. Judith Armada is an American lawyer who has been following the Milosevic trial for the legal rights group Coalition for International Justice.
I think they did amazingly well, you know, given the obstacles and the difficulty of this kind of a case and the first, you know, sort of a first effort here with a leader who's representing himself. I think they did amazingly well.
Ms. Armada says she believes prosecutors have proven what they need to, that Slobodan Milosevic had direct control over events in Kosovo and enough power over rebel Serbs in both Croatia and Bosnia to be held responsible for their crimes, which she says at the very least he failed to prevent.
One of the strongest pieces of evidence, of course, was Mr. Milosevic's admission when he was arrested in Yugoslavia. He was arrested for misappropriation of customs funds, and his response to that was to sign a written statement saying, I didn't use those for my own purposes. I used those to support the armies in Bosnia, the Republika Srpska, and the Croatian Krajina.
Prosecutors also presented recordings of 245 telephone calls, like this one. In one of them, Mr. Milosevic is heard pledging arms to the man who was then the leader of the Bosnian Serbs, Radovan Karadzic. Prosecutors say this is just one piece of evidence showing that Mr. Milosevic supported the Bosnian Serbs. The judges have yet to rule on whether they will accept the intercepted telephone calls into evidence. The prosecutors have also presented transcripts of Bosnian Serb assembly meetings. In some of them, Radovan Karadzic says there would have been no war without Serbia's support, while his military commander, General Ratko Mladic, is on the record saying 90% of what his army had was from Mr. Milosevic's military. That is only part of the prosecution's mountain of evidence against Mr. Milosevic, but much of it is secret, making it difficult for experts to gauge how strong the prosecution case actually is. Some experts worry that the prosecutors tried to prove too much and say they should have limited the charges and shortened the trial with a view toward promoting reconciliation. The prosecutors say the goal of the war crimes tribunal is first and foremost justice, not reconciliation. That, they say, must come later, after the verdict is in and the crimes and responsibility for them have been established. But first it will be Mr. Milosevic's turn to present his defense. He has 3 months to prepare it, and his legal advisors in Belgrade say they have a list of about 200 people he's considering calling as witnesses, including high-profile politicians. It will be up to the judges to decide if such people are relevant to Mr. Milosevic's case and should be called to The Hague. One of Mr. Milosevic's legal advisors, Dragan Ognjanovic, says the defense will not be easy, but his employer is up to it.
He is alone, but he is alone only in the courtroom. Means that, generally speaking, he is not alone. We also have many, many people working for us, cooperate with us, helping us, and I don't believe that it will be very difficult, of course, but he is, now in this moment, he is a very well experienced man in the courtroom, and he is doing his job very, very well.
Mr. Milosevic has 300 days of experience representing himself during this trial.
It is precise and completely renders null and void nonsenses of that kind.
In arguments before the court, speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Milosevic has denied he had control over anyone outside Serbia. He says he was the peacemaker in the Balkans. And in Kosovo, he says he was waging a legitimate battle against ethnic Albanian terrorists. Observers say he will likely continue with those themes in his formal presentation. On each of the 66 charges, his goal is to raise reasonable doubt in the minds of the judges deciding his fate. Lauren Kamato for VOA News,